And yet another Super Bowl sidebar. This one involves a PSA produced by the National Congress of American Indians. It argued that the name of the Washington NFL team, the Redskins, is a word Native Americans would never use.
Unyielding, strong, indomitable. Native Americans call themselves many things. The one thing they don't.
That thing is a picture of the Redskins' helmet. A few media outlets have already decided to drop the term, reasoning that it is at best offensive to Native Americans, and at worst a slur not much different from the N-word. OTM producer Chris Neary has the story of one of those publications.
The debate over whether the Washington Redskins should retain that name got supercharged last October when President Obama made a tepid statement about it.
I've got to say, if I were the owner of the team, and I knew that there was a name of my team, even if it had a storied history that was offending a sizable group of people, I'd think about changing it.
A few high-profile journalists have staked out stronger positions through the years. Bob Costas, ESPN Stephen A. Smith, and editor Jillian McGoldrick.
I used to do a bunch of, the CYO stuff. I do, my church youth group. I work at a bakery, and I sell water ice, too.
And tell me how old you are and what high school you go to.
I am 17. I go to Neshaminy High School.
McGoldrick is the editor-in-chief of the Neshaminy High School Play Wikian. That's Lenape Indian for Meeting Place of Turkeys. In October, the paper's editors took a vote and ran an editorial titled, Why We Won't Publish the R-Word. They decided the R-word was racist and, quote, very much so.
Kids were threatening to rip it up, use it for kindling. They said they were going to light it on fire. They were not going to read it. They refused to read it. They refused to touch it. It was, we were enemy number one in our school for a little bit.
Neshaminy is a sports powerhouse. Its football teams are among the best in suburban Philadelphia.
Here come the Redskins!
The editorial hit a nerve. But soon, students got back to reading the paper. It's high school. Drama comes and goes. The story would have ended there, but
Neshaminy School District administrators have told the high school's student newspaper editorial staff to hold off on its new policy not to use the sports team's Redskins nickname. Administrators,
the school's principal, Dr. Robert McGee, emailed the paper's advisor with a directive to hold the new policy until he could meet with the paper's editors. McGee declined to comment for this story, but according to reports, he had two objections. First, he didn't think the name was, in fact, racist. Second, and more importantly, he questioned whether the editors had the right to exclude the word. Wouldn't the policy infringe on other students' First Amendment rights by preventing them from using the word when writing for the paper? The story went national. Here's a clip from the Keith Olbermann show about McGee and the then school board president.
He and the principal telling them they must use it in America. Principal Rob McGee and school board president Richie Webb of Neshaminy High School in Pennsylvania, today's worst persons in the sports world.
I should note here that McGee has called what the students did valiant, and he nominated McGoldrick for a leadership award. This isn't the Pentagon Papers. McGee has asked the students to prove that they have the right to exclude the R-word from the paper.
My name is Gail Sproul, and I'm a partner in the law firm of Levine, Sullivan, Koch, and Schultz. In Philadelphia, we do only media work, primarily media defense work.
Have you defended a high school before?
I never have been involved with a high school student before other than my own children.
What began as a decision by 21 teenagers has led to both the paper and the district taking on lawyers. On the editor's side, Sproul says that the Supreme Court and Pennsylvania state law give the students the right to change their policy. Also,
the First Amendment prevents school administrators from compelling students to speak, to say things that they do not wish to say. And, you know, in our view, this is a case where the students do not want to use a word, and the administration would be compelling them to do so. And that's a violation. And in fact, the thing that they don't want to say, they have found to be a hateful term.
Mike Levin, the lawyer who represents the district, says the law allows the school to override the editors. And anyway,
The word Redskin is not thought of and has not been used in the Neshaminy School District as a term that means anything other than a term of distinction, a term of honor, a term of respect. So why are we arguing about the fact that some people might find it offensive because some people a long time ago may have used it in an offensive way?
There may not be a single student at Neshaminy High School who means to offend when they use the term Redskins, and there probably aren't many Washington Redskins fans who do either. Nevertheless, right now, you won't find the word Redskin in the pages of the Playwickian. The students are on top while the lawyers are working it out. But here's something permanent. After reporting on the student's decision, a local paper in Neshaminy stopped using the word. Here's Bucks County Courier-Times executive editor Patricia Walker.
If it offends some, it's offensive. So why wouldn't we just support their stand and take the stand ourselves to not use the word Redskins in the papers? And that sort of then obviously spreads to include the Washington NFL team. And we said, well, if we're going to do it for the high school, you know, we have to make a bolder and broader decision not to do it at all.
If it still seems puzzling that some people make so much of this word, consider the view of Jossie Ross, a Native American writer and lawyer who posted this on Deadspin last fall. Quote, whether or not the term Redskin is inherently racist is the wrong question. The more appropriate question is, would it be acceptable to name a professional sports team according to the color of someone else's skin? Would it ever be cool for a sports team to be called the Washington Blackskins? It seems appropriate. D.C. is the chocolate city. But, hell no. San Francisco Yellowskins? Won't work. None of the above, he wrote, would be cool. For On the Media, I'm Chris Neary.